Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
A total solar eclipse amazed millions of Americans yesterday. That's where we're starting The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Tuesday, April 9th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. The moon entirely blocked out the sun in 13 states yesterday. For just a few minutes, it revealed the sun's atmosphere and plunged the homes of 32 million Americans into darkness. Millions more flocked to the path of totality to take in the awe-inspiring view. Most of the rest of the country got to see a partial eclipse, as the moon blocked out at least half of the sun. The day was marked by scientific experiments, religious ceremonies, and tourist events. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience for many people. If you missed it, there won't be another total solar eclipse in the lower 48 until 2044. But if you're willing to travel, you can catch one in Iceland and Spain in 2026. Number 2. President Biden announced a new student debt relief plan yesterday. The plan would forgive some or all student loans for more than 30 million Americans. The White House said it would wipe out up to $20,000 in interest for an estimated 25 million people. That component of the plan could take effect as soon as this fall. This is the latest step in Biden's plan to ease the burden of student loans. He's had to pursue a more piecemeal strategy after the Supreme Court shot down Biden's larger debt relief program last year. But Biden has faced regular attacks on his debt cancellation policies from conservatives, and those are likely to continue. Number 3. Donald Trump lashed out at a key ally who criticized his new position on abortion. Yesterday, Trump said that individual states should decide on access to abortion. It followed months of mixed signals about his stance on the issue. Here's some of what he said in a video posted to his social media platform, Truth Social.
My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both. And whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
Trump's statement didn't go over well with some Republicans. They had hoped he would endorse a national limit on abortion access. One of them was Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who's one of Trump's top allies in Congress. He said he disagreed with Trump's position. So Trump spent the afternoon raging at Graham in a series of Truth Social posts. Trump said the only reason Graham is still a senator is because of his endorsement. The spat highlighted a split between Trump and some Republicans on abortion, and that could become an important issue ahead of November's presidential election. Number 4. Tesla settled a lawsuit over a crash that killed an Apple engineer. In March 2018, a Tesla driving in autopilot mode hit a highway barrier in Northern California. It had allegedly gotten confused by a faded lane line. The crash killed Walter Wong, who was a 38-year-old father of two. The case had been set to go to trial today, but Tesla and Wong's family reached a settlement yesterday. That will allow Tesla to avoid a lengthy examination over what role its driver assistance technology may have played in the crash. Tesla is facing several more similar cases heading to trial in the coming year. Number 5. Jonathan Majors will not be imprisoned for assaulting his ex-girlfriend. The actor was once a rising Hollywood star, known for his leading role in the 2023 blockbuster Creed III. But last year, Majors was found guilty of one harassment violation and one count of misdemeanor assault against his ex-girlfriend, the British dancer Grace Jabari. Majors was sentenced yesterday to attend a year-long batterers intervention program and to continue therapy and counseling. Jabari is also suing Majors in a civil case, alleging assault, battery, defamation, and infliction of emotional distress. Majors continues to claim he is innocent. Pregnancy may speed up the aging process. That's number six. Two new studies found that genetic markers in the blood cells of pregnant women suggest their cells age at an exaggerated clip. The studies underscore how physically demanding pregnancy is. It seems it can add extra months or even years to a woman's so-called biological age. But if you're pregnant, don't worry. One of the studies found that this aging process may reverse itself for most people after birth. That's especially true for those who breastfeed their babies. But some researchers who study aging are skeptical of these studies' conclusions. They say these changes just show how much stress the body is under during a pregnancy, not that the pregnant person is suddenly much older, even if it can feel that way. And at number seven, Connecticut beat Purdue to win the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship.
It is a UConn coronation. The Huskies make history. Back-to-back national champions.
Last night, the Huskies completed a dominant run with a 75-60 victory in Glendale, Arizona. Guard Tristan Newton scored 20 points and was named the tournament's most outstanding player. It's an impressive feat. Connecticut is the first back-to-back men's champion since Florida in 2006 and 2007. The program was little known four decades ago, but now it's high on the all-time list of national champions with six titles. Purdue, meanwhile, is still seeking its first championship. Its 7'4" star, Zach Edey, led all scorers last night with 37 points. Speaking of Edey, we have to issue a correction. Yesterday, we mistakenly said he played for the Huskies and Donovan Klingon played for the Boilermakers. It should have been the other way around. So thanks to our listeners who flagged that mix-up. That's the show for today. Thanks for listening. If you like the podcast, a great way to support our work is through a subscription to The Washington Post. Right now, an all-access digital pass is just $40 for a year. Subscribe to The Post by going to washingtonpost.com/subscribe. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.